Meg Whitman's former housekeeper and her lawyer, Gloria Allred, today released a document they said is proof that Meg Whitman knew all along that she hired an undocumented worker. This comes after Nikki Diaz-Santillan claimed yesterday that Whitman fired her once she decided to run for governor.
The truth is that Nikki was fired because Meg Whitman was afraid that she would be exposed as an employer who knew that she was employing an undocumented worker for many years.
Allred produced a letter allegedly mailed to Whitman's husband from the Social Security Administration saying the housekeeper's name and her Social Security number didn't match up. Whitman says she hired her maid of 9 years through a service that checked employees' legality. She says she fired Nikki Diaz-Santillan after she confessed to Whitman she was in the country illegally. But Whitman never reported her to immigration officials. Throughout the campaign, Whitman has come down hard on employers who hire undocumented workers. Here's what she said in Tuesday night's debate against Jerry Brown.
We do have to hold employers accountable for hiring only documented workers.
Whitman today denied ever seeing the document, and she says the accusations are just politics at play. Politics or not, Whitman's situation isn't that unusual in California. Purit Hondanu Sotelo is a USC sociologist.
The case is so typical of a story that goes on in California and around the country daily. It's only extraordinary because it involves the billionaire gubernatorial candidate.
Whitman hasn't gained ground with Latino voters, and this most recent episode could put her further behind. Jerry Brown's campaign didn't comment on today's development. Laurel Galanter, Annenberg Radio News.